This talk, this is a retaining on Frank Lipschick. Frank, F-R-A-N-K, Lipschick, L-I-B, L as in Lancy, L-I-B-S-C-H-I-K, L-I-B-S-C-H-I-K. Date of birth is 6/29/45. Date of visit is 10/9/24. Please make a copy for Christy Chong, APRN. Christy Chong, C-H-R-I-S-T-Y, Chong, C-H-O-N-G, APRN. Next paragraph. Dear Christy, thank you for sending Frank Lipschick for pulmonary evaluation. Next, history present illness. This is a 79-year-old male who has been having a persistent cough since over 3 months. Also has post-nasal drip and has been bringing up whitish mucus. The patient was sent for a CT chest on 9/17/, which showed post-surgical changes in the anterior mediastinum. And I occluded graft. At the anterior mediastinum, arising from the aortic arch, and no pericardial effusions. The lungs were clear. The patient has no significant chest pains. Denies hemoptysis, fevers, chills. Denies recent weight loss. Flooded. Which area? In the back. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history has included a history of coronary artery disease, status post coronary artery bypass grafting, times 3, and history for AICD placement. The patient also has hypertension and past history of carcinoma of the colon, status post chemotherapy and radiation therapy. He had the right knee ACL repair. And he has a history for prostatic hypertrophy with surgery. The patient has hyperlipidemia. He had an appendectomy and tonsillectomy remotely. Next paragraph, allergies, none listed. Next, habits, patients smoked a pack per day for 15 years and quit. No alcohol use. Next paragraph, family history. His mother died of pancreatic cancer. Father died of atherosclerosis. Next, med list includes metoprolol 25 milligrams BID. It's Atorvastatin 80 milligrams daily. Finasteride 5 milligrams daily. Amsulosin 0.4 milligrams BID. Losartan 12.5 milligrams daily. And Aldactone 25 milligrams every other day. Next, paragraph. System review of the patient. Complaints of nasal congestion, post nasal drip, and reflux. He also has coughing spells, but no shortness of breath. There's no diarrhea or constipation. Denies urinary frequency or flank pains. He has had no weight loss or fatigue. He had previous history of cataract surgery. Is easy bruising. He has no depression or anxiety. He has arthritis of his extremities and muscle stiffness. He denies seizures, headaches, but has numbness of his extremities and no skin rash. Next, physical exam. This averagely built elderly white male is alert. No acute distress, no pallor, icterus, clubbing of peripheral edema. His blood pressure is 130 by 70. Pulse is 68, respiration is 20, temperature 975, weight is 181, saturation 92 on room air. HEND announced phallic pupils are reactive. Tongue is moist, throat is clear, nasal mucous edematous, ears no inflammation. Neck supple, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with the decreased excursions and scattered visas in the upper lung fields. Heart, the absence of regular S1 and S2, no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, protuberant without masses, no ganomegaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities well, minimal edema, no cap tenderness, reflexes of 1 plus, with no gross motor deficit, cranial nerve is grossly intact. Skin, no lesions. Observed. Next, paragraph. Impression number 1, chronic cough is reactive airway disease. Number 2 is hypertension. Number 3, history of coronary artery disease. And number 4 is hyperlipidemia. And number 6 is history of the patient the patient will get a complete pulmonary function study. He will also get a CBC, IgE level, and a total eosinophil count. The patient was also given a Atrovent nasal spray, 0.06%, 2 sprays in each nostril, BID. And use an albuterol inhaler, 2 puff TID, PRN. You may need to have a short course of steroids followed by a long-acting inhaled steroid if his PFTs demonstrate obstruction. And a follow-up visit has been arranged in approximately 4 weeks, at which time I'll make an addendum. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Christy Chong, APRN. Thank you, Dr. Susan.